Question. What syndicated feature could keep two generations of listeners tuned to great radio stations like WCCO?
If the bank forecloses on your property and then sells it for much, much more than you owe, do they owe you the difference? You might be very amazed at the answer to this and other actual court cases that we'll explore together on America's Radio Court, Point of Law. I'm Curtis Howard. Join me here every day and be a part of it. And see if you agree with the judge. You might surprise yourself.
Like Paul Harvey, this 3-minute daily feature is one of only a few programs that listeners actually make a point of listening to.
Can your employer fire you for actually taking your agreed upon sick days? Or insist that you take a cut in pay in order to keep your job? I'm Curtis Howard. Join me every day as we learn the answers to these and other actual court cases on America's Radio Court, Point of Law. You'll be amazed, amused, and sometimes annoyed. Join me here every day and be a part of it, and see if you agree with the judge.
Delivered monthly on CD, Point of Law is the perfect vehicle to attract long-term sponsors who will stick with a high-profile prestige feature year in and year out. Banks, savings and loans, real estate companies, and, of course, law firms are the ideal targets.
Can the county outlaw puppies and then turn around and fine you if Fido actually has a few? What if they single out your particular breed of dog or cat for special restrictions? Can you stop them? I'm Curtis Howard. Join me here every day for Point of Law, America's Radio Court. Together we'll explore these and other actual court cases and the decisions handed down by the judges. See if you agree.
Now on over 100 stations from New York to Honolulu, Point of Law's station loyalty speaks for itself. So if you're looking for a feature that will stick with you and your listeners for years to come, take a listen to this complete episode and then call Tim McDonald or Dave Adams for clearance information in your market today.
Is the manufacturer of your 5-year-old pacemaker responsible for damages when it blows up in your chest? We'll find the answer to that explosive question in the case of the hornblower's heart. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Harold Jackson was one of the finest trumpet players in the state and had been a member of the City Symphony Orchestra for years. When he began feeling fatigued and breathless after performances, he went to see his doctor. After a thorough examination, the doctor said, "Harold, I think you'd feel a lot better if we put a pacemaker on your heart to regulate its beat." Harold agreed, and they performed the operation immediately. And almost overnight, Harold felt much better and began doing things again he hadn't done in years. 5 years passed, and Harold was as active as ever. But then he began feeling sick. He knew he was getting older, but one day Harold made medical history. There was a loud pop from somewhere inside of him, and his chest exploded, leaving a hole the size of a baseball. Fortunately, an emergency medical team was able to patch him up and explain the problem. It seems that the battery on Harold's pacemaker had leaked some acid that reacted with the metal, giving off hydrogen gas. Then, because of a stuck valve, the gas was trapped and finally burst out. Harold immediately sued the manufacturer of the pacemaker, and his attorney told the court that the pacemaker was obviously defective. If it weren't, this highly unusual event would not have happened. The law in this state is that no matter how careful a manufacturer is, he's responsible for a failure of his product that causes damage. The manufacturer's lawyer said that the fact is that this particular pacemaker met all of the federal standards and all of the tests required at the time of its manufacture. And while we do, in fact, make superior products today, we should not be penalized for making what was at the time state-of-the-art equipment. The pacemaker did give Mr. Jackson 5 years of good health that he would not have had otherwise, and that benefit should offset the risk he took in using the instrument. What did the court decide about Harry's heart? We'll hear in a moment. A California court ruled that medical device manufacturers are held to standards that may not even exist yet. They are expected to manufacture their devices to be safe at all times, even though they may technologically improve in the future. The only exception to this rule is when a medical device is known to be unreasonably dangerous and the patient chooses to take the risk anyway. But this was not the case here. Because many other patients had used this type of pacemaker in the past, without problems. The manufacturer in this case must pay damages to Harold Jackson. It's a point of law.